Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like? The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's, and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Do you believe in? Do you believe in love and love? This podcast is brought to you by Sunday Cool. It's also powered by them. So watch this right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Have you heard the Muffin Man remix?
Yeah.
Do you know the Muffin Man? I said, do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man that lives on Drury Lane. Oh!
Weird.
Weird. What is that?
Weird.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching this ad. Listen, hey, we want to let you know that it's our busy season, okay? We know that it's our busy season because it's your busy season. It's summer. Kids are out of school. You guys are going to camps, mission trips, all those types of things. But guess what? You need t-shirts, you need hats, you need stickers. And where else can you get customizable templates than sundaycool.com? There's nothing better. Look up here, look at me. Make eye contact, thank you. Listen, if you go to sundaycool.com, we have hundreds of customizable templates for you, for your group, for your organization. There's nothing better than this, all right? We offer 72-hour turnaround after art approval. We get it to you fast. It's going to be nice. It's going to be soft. It's going to be remarkable. Won't it be?
Yes.
So what are you waiting for? Go to sundaycool.com. Start your order today. We love you.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Duh. It is what it is.
Hey, it is what it is. It couldn't be anything else, could it?
It is what it is.
You know what they say.
You know what they say.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But it do feel hot in here. It does feel hot in here.
Yes, low down, was
it? It does feel hot in here, right?
You say that at the start of every podcast.
It was probably because I was running around.
Probably.
You're always running around.
Like a madman.
Little rascal, you.
Like a squirrel out of a nut box, running around like a madman. A madman I am.
Madman, I tell you.
I'm a madman, I tell you. Stay back.
Who knows what I'll do?
Who knows what I'll do and when I'll do it?
You didn't say that coming, did you?
What's that?
Hey, Lily.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Lil?
Good. Wow.
Good.
Wow.
Shoot up. Oh, did you fart? Why'd you lean toward me?
Fart?
That just seemed like the easiest way to lean.
No, because look at the curve of the booth. The gas hits the wall and it rides around like a bad NASCAR driver and it just hits me in
like
the face.
Like a damn NASCAR driver.
Dude, you have a special hatred for flatulence.
You got to have some
it's rude.
Decorum.
I mean,
it's
rude. I was trying to bond
Say,
with Andy.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I've never heard you fart, Andy.
I've only heard it a couple times.
Because I have some decency.
And when he does fart, it's so shocking. And it's honestly... It's at the point now to where it's like it's a little disgusting because of the lack of times I've heard you fart.
How is it more disgusting the less I do it?
Because I just...
That makes literally no sense.
In my head, I'm like, oh, Andy doesn't fart. And when you do, I'm like, oh.
No, so it's like kind of like it's kind of like how guys don't like when girls fart. Like there's certain guys that are like, oh, I don't want to do it because we just don't hear it that often. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So it's like in your mind, you're like, Andy doesn't fart. But when I do it, you're like...
I can't help it.
Who you look at me, you're like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, I get that.
It's just out of character, I guess.
I mean, it's really rude and, you know, very shallow of you, but sure.
Whenever we fart or burp in front of my grandma,
yeah,
she slaps us on the head.
As she should.
She's like, that's rude. Sorry, Maz.
I agree with that.
Do you fart in front of your wives?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Do your wives fart in front of you?
Big time. Big time.
Paige doesn't. Nope. She just bottles it up and it makes her angry.
There have been a couple times where she's like, oh my gosh, did you hear that? I'm like, no.
No.
There's like no TV on. She thinks it was the worst thing
she's
ever.
She's like, good, because there's. I think there was thunder or something. Yeah. I heard something outside.
We will eventually have to figure out this camera layout because I literally can't see Andrew.
Yeah.
And it's been like every podcast I'm like doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a problem, but you know, I got a monitor. I can see you. You just look really tiny.
Everyone can see me, and that's really all that's important.
Yeah.
True.
Yep.
Right.
And me.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
I agree. Sure.
Yes.
I'm jumping way ahead, but I can't wait to show you guys the reel I have.
That's our new segment.
It's short.
Reels with, what are we going to call it?
What's that? Andrew has a reel, right? Andrew has a reel. That's what it's
Andrew has a reel. Andrew has a reel.
I wonder what it is.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
I like that. My palms are sweaty.
Can I tell you,
this week, arm spaghetti.
I got a text from Alan Thomas.
Yes.
I have not heard from this joker in like literally 365 days.
Yeah.
It's one text, you see. There's not even a history of texts. And all it says is, give me royalties every time you name drop me on the pod. And it's like, nice to hear from you. How's your life going?
That's funny.
Yeah, I told him when we had dinner on Monday, I said, you've been mentioned at least 3 or 4 times on the pod. He's like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, I haven't been listening. I'm like, well, shame on you.
Yeah.
Some friend. But yeah, that's
Do you hilarious. Think he's listening now?
Nope.
So we can say whatever we want about Alan Thomas, that skinny little man.
Yep. I'm pretty sure he's building bombs in his apartment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think so.
He's going to get, FBI, open up!
Do you want a song?
Yes.
Yes.
We weren't prepared for that. We were hoping you were going to say no. Because we don't got anything. But I'm sure, like, we actually have never used that soundboard over there, so we probably have something on there we could probably use, right?
Andrew, do you think you could, like, mix something up on it?
I can try. I know there's some sounds that are pre-built into it, so if I just maybe hit the buttons and you guys try to make up something.
Yeah. Improv, baby. Yes, and... Hey, what am I holding? I got apples right here, right?
Yeah.
You say, no, those are oranges.
Oh. Don't tell me at improv.
Okay, got it. Yes, and.
Let's do a song.
Okay.
We'll see what comes to mind.
Yeah. Oh, I need to actually.
Just found these. I don't know. We'll just.
Oh, what is this doing?
What?
This is
weird. What? Ah! Andrew.
I don't know. Oh, you got glasses too.
What the heck?
Whoa.
What the heck?
That's an interesting look.
Thanks.
Wait.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, all right. Andrew, let's see what you can come up with.
See what
ready low?
These buttons do.
Okay.
Ooh, welcome to the show.
Quadrant Talk, stinky boys.
We want to tell you a quick story. Walking down the street one day to... Oh, no! No! No!
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
We've never had to cut anything.
We've never had to
I'm just, hold on. I'm thankful.
From the top, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to the show.
Golden Talk, stinky boys.
We want to tell you a quick story. Walking down the street one day, what do I see? I see a nice shiny cocoon hanging so free. I jump right in, and to my surprise, I see a tiny little man in a ninja disguise. He whispered something soft and sweet into my ear. He whispered, he said, don't worry, darling. Have no fear, because ninjas are butterflies. Ninjas are butterflies. Ninjas are butterflies. Ninjas.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Nice little story about our friend named Andy. Born in 1994, so plump and so dandy. But he grew up knowing there was something a bother. It's the simple fact that
Andy doesn't have a father.
Andy, no father. Andy, no father.
play catch?
Don't bother.
Because Andy Danoon.
Andy doesn't have a phone.
So buckle up, baby, it's going to be fun.
We have Andrew and Lily and Josh and Andy. A show so sweet, it tastes like candy.
I don't know, that was just something.
That's good.
Oh my gosh!
I don't know, it's just a little something that we've wrote.
You knocked my socks off!
I'm stuck. Hey.
That was crazy.
I'm so sorry I messed it up. That computer logging off at the exact wrong time was such a bad... That was my fault.
They'll never know because we're going to cut it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we should leave it in because it was kind of funny.
I also messed up a line. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Andrew can now put on his resume DJ.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
That was so crazy.
Andrew made that entire beat, by the way.
What?
Yeah. We wrote it literally this within an hour ago.
That is so crazy.
It's fun,
the
right?
addition of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Do it one more time. Listen.
I've abandoned my child.
So good.
Good, right?
I will say you in those glasses, Josh, not my thing.
All right. Whatever. You can wear whatever and I'll still be attracted to you and love you. But
yep, as a supportive spouse would.
Yeah,
I still love you, but.
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
Well, we actually did knock your socks off. Wow.
Wow.
Hey. I really had to get my toes done.
Boom.
Yeah, don't show your feet on camera because.
Not for free.
They can't see it, right?
No.
Okay.
It's just, the camera's just at your toes. Who let the dogs out?
You got a really weird fan base now. Yeah, so that was that.
That was that. A little German fun.
Remember we told you last week that we were starting to prepare for it like big time? The song, we're like, oh, we got one next week.
Yeah.
Like that we've already started preparing for.
Oh, were you?
Not really.
Yeah.
Andrew was making the beat, but we literally wrote those lyrics at 1.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. And that's why I'm going to give us 10 minutes.
We need the genre. That was it.
Wow, amazing. Guys.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Welcome back. But everyone just be quiet.
Oh.
Because this is a very, very serious question.
Yeah, okay. It is.
Okay. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Should we ban feminism?
Whoa. Well, I know I usually go first on here, but like obviously because, you know, I don't want to speak. We're, you know, out of turn. So Lily, I feel like
not me first.
No, it's fine. Like, we're all going to answer.
Should we ban feminism, like, really, in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's all we can speak for, I guess.
I don't want to do this first.
Well, I mean, someone has to go first, and I feel like the lady should go first as a feminine person.
You know, like how feminism, just like women's rights and stuff, should we ban that in the U.S. primarily?
I feel like I'm going to be trapped, so I'm scared.
No, let me just be honest. The fact that you're hesitating is kind of weird. It's not very supportive to women.
It's a very simple question.
Listen, at the core of feminism...
It's a yes or no. No, don't.
You're a mother of two daughters. Should we ban feminism, Lily?
No, we should not ban feminism.
I said that right? Feminism? Should we ban?
Yeah. Oh, wait. That one right there?
Yeah.
That says communism.
Oh, no.
That's communism. Wait. Did Lily just say she doesn't want to ban communism in America?
Interesting. Very interesting. So Lily is pro hammer and sickle.
No!
Wants to be friends with Xi Jinping.
No! Wants to take the rights away from all U.S. citizens.
And give it to the government to where it's controlling us. Oh my goodness! Lily is in support of communism? No! Welcome to the show!
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Why?
Did I say Ninja? I meant...
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt.
I can't believe that.
That's sad.
That's not what
that's
said.
Honestly sad. That's really sad. That's
it's funny how point. I mispronounced that so bad.
I mean, it's good on us that we have people on here that are like diverse. Like we have people that have diverse viewpoints and cultures and stuff, backgrounds. Yeah. But like, I feel like that's almost like too far. Like we can't have like a communist on this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you are pro-communism?
No.
Oh, okay.
When did you start supporting communism?
Never. I never did.
Okay. You never stopped? So it's like it was just an ongoing thing. You didn't like start it. You just never start. Like it was just a party.
I was never into communism, ever.
Okay.
Noted.
Seems like you're.
I love democracy.
Seems like what a communist spy would say a lot is I don't like communism. Mm. As she shouts into the microphone angrily.
Thou dost protest too much. How's it going?
Oh man. Oh man. Listen. A lot of stuff is happening. A lot of the world is still spinning. The powers that be are still, you know, just going at, you know, just button heads.
That's what sounds like. War just sounds like. Yeah. Crazy times.
Yeah.
Crazy times. Remember how we talked about killer whales last week?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I found
Shamu's.
Out. Shamu's. Right. I found out a fun fact about killer whales.
Yay.
They are like humans. We may have talked about this, but they're like humans in the fact that they jump on trends. Like if one whale does it,
yeah,
the rest of them will do it.
Okay.
They and, influence one another.
And that's what that explains all the orcas food. In the skinny jeans.
No, also but there around. there was a thing that they were all doing for a little while, but they've stopped since. This is so weird, but killer whales would kill, I'm pretty sure it was a salmon or, it's like salmon or just a fish.
Okay.
They would kill it and then leave it on top of their head like a hat. I'm not even kidding.
That's
you.
That's so funny. You have a picture of it?
I don't.
No.
But I'll show you after and we'll
that
show
is
it
so
here.
Funny.
Like a hat or a trophy.
They let the fish like rot on their head. Ew! And they wear it like a hat.
Hey, how does it stay
honestly?
There?
I don't know.
Honestly?
But the picture I saw, it was just like a killer whale with like a dead fish right there. And just like. So yeah, killer whales, they're into the trends.
Are you a fan nice. Of my hat?
Oh no, it looks a little fishy.
No!
No.
Get stupid. Off that. Get that off your head. Not at the dinner table.
Get off your head.
Shamu's are weird, dude.
Tell me one fun fact that you've learned this week.
Oh, fun fact. Speaking of, it's still the sea life. Have you ever seen a shark egg?
Yep.
I honestly didn't even.
Dude,
for some reason,
eggs.
I knew they did, but like, I've never like put it together that sharks do, in fact, lay eggs.
Okay.
I thought they give birth.
Nope.
They're not mammals, look, though.
They're amphibian.
This is a shark.
I know. I messed up.
That's frogs.
I know, but they also lay eggs.
That's true.
Amphibian means water, right?
No.
Amphibious? Thou that live in water?
Amphibian.
I think it's like just a wet thing,
I believe the roots are Latin. Amphibian being one with water.
Water and water?
Warm water? Warm water leg air?
Is that how smart people talk?
Yes. I believe the root of that is Latin. It means from the Latin word amphibionf, which is basically warm water leg air.
That's a really good point, Elon. Thank
egg,
you so much.
Egg layer, yeah.
Well, leg air.
Leg air.
Look at this
leg air.
Look at this shark egg.
Ah! Oh. No way.
That is it. Real.
Why is it a spiral?
I don't know. Isn't that the wackiest thing in the world?
They don't all look I like don't that.
Not all of them, but wacky. There are some shark eggs that look like that, and that's bonkers.
That's a wacky looking egg there.
I want to just, like, you just be throwing that, like, on the, like, you see, like, kids acting like that's like, oh, it's a cool Nerf football.
What? Are you sure?
Dude, I checked it. Look it up.
I don't believe
it's
you.
I'm going to fight every single one.
Hey,
of
I'm
you.
Just.
Those shark eggs. Those are shark eggs right there.
I'm just questioning because this that's podcast, so we only give hard facts.
Real
I know. And I would
we never give our opinion.
I would never
we
do that.
We always present the way it is, and it's the truth.
Nothing comes on this podcast that isn't thoroughly researched.
Thoroughly researched.
Yes.
Thoroughly.
Fairly researched.
My fun fact also has to do with sea life.
Oh.
And it's sea worms.
Oh.
Oh, do you see that?
If I could go back in time.
We're going to play the video.
And unsee that.
Dude, those things are terrifying. Luckily, they only exist in Australia, apparently. Oh.
Crikey.
The land of the critters.
But the video is literally just them holding like a dead fish, like a cut up fish, and they're rubbing it across the sand, and they let it sit there for a second. Then this tiny, hellish little creature with teeth grabs onto it, and then they pinch it, and they pull it out. And what is it, like 3 or 4 feet long?
Yeah, a yard. Dude,
terrifying.
I was like, how do you stand on that sand and just like be cool?
I wouldn't. Does it go into your body? Like, does it go up your foot?
Of course it does.
Like the Matrix?
Or Alien.
And it works you like a puppet. It just like, it feeds through your fingers and it goes all the way to your other fingers and it just moves you like
and
that.
And then this, and then what's it interested in?
Wait, I've been infected.
No. This explains the worm.
You insert through the worm?
That's how they do it. And that was how the worm was invented. I love all this.
You're so gassy.
I know.
It's Andy did it to you.
I didn't do anything.
He did. With his cream cheese bacon jam.
Dude, that did mess me up.
Good. Good, you deserved it.
It's all the food groups you can
eat. Last night, we had a viewing party of a show that we all like, and Andy made this, explain it.
Smoked cream cheese. You take cream cheese, you throw some seasonings on it, you score it, smoke it for about 2 hours at 225 degrees. Then you threw on some nice caramelized onions with some bacon and some hot honey.
I ate probably a fist. Amount
8 ounces of cream cheese. And
when you left my sim, I'm like, oh no.
How do you know it was mine? You ate a lot of food, okay?
Yeah,
it could have been your sister's quesadillas.
It could have.
Yep,
those were so pretty yummy.
But everything I ate the majority of yours. Yummy. Yeah.
What'd you think of my chicken?
I loved
Very
it.
Very good.
What's Publix fried chicken?
Mm-hmm. What is what's a Mount Rushmore of foods? Maybe like desert island 4 foods that you would like that. You would have to eat for the rest of your life.
Pizza.
Pizza?
I love pizza.
I would do. My first thought is wings.
Yeah, I get tired of wings. Dude, I don't know why, man. I actually do know why. I get tired of wings.
Keto.
Because when I did the keto diet.
Oh, that's all you ate?
Stupid.
It is stupid.
It's mainly because I'm not a very diverse, healthy eater. Yeah. So it's like all I knew how to do. Like with the keto, is like, well, I know chicken wings is good for keto.
Yeah.
I ate chicken wings.
Sticks of butter and chicken wings.
Every day. And then I got to the point where I got chicken wings and I bit it. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, I can't just do it.
It ruined it for you.
I can't do it.
Dude, keto, I don't understand keto at all because it's like, it's not a sustainable diet. No. It's not a fun diet.
It's a fad, but for some people, it's really not healthy for them.
Yeah. And it can be women. It can be extremely effective, but it's like, I don't want to eat like that for the rest of my life.
No.
I would rather calorie count for the rest of my life or just eat whatever I want and diet 35.
Honestly, I'd rather photosynthesize and do keto. I was literally talking about this week with your mom about that time that you and I did keto and how mad I was. I was mad the very first day. And you would say, oh, you want like chicken wings for dinner? And I would say, no, I don't want chicken wings ever again.
Okay. I would just hide in the bathroom.
I'd love me some chicken wings.
Eating a piece of bread and they'd be like,
That's the thing about healthy decisions, though. You'll never see somebody working out who looks happy. Like, next time you pass somebody riding a bike or jogging, they look miserable.
True.
I have a 32-ounce Coke. Look how happy I look.
Mm-hmm. See? Yeah.
Yeah. Quality of life is real.
Yeah. South Korean flight. Did you see that video? I think I showed you that video.
South Korean flight.
Did you see it?
Nope.
Someone on the South Korean flight, I don't know where they're flying to, someone mid-air opened the emergency exit. And
the door flew off.
they couldn't shut it, obviously, because like if you stood up, you're going to get sucked out. But like 7 people were injured or something. Jeez. And it was just like, yeah, keep talking. I'm going to find the video real quick.
If I farted on a plane, that's probably what Josh would do.
Is it like a full size?
I'm just emergency open to the door at this point.
Is it like a full size plane or something?
Yeah, it was
small?
A South Korean.
Yeah, it was like a regular size plane. I mean, three rows across. I mean, it was nuts, man. It's absolutely. Oh, and you just see videos of people just sitting there getting blasted by the wind. Luckily, it was depressurized. So they were low enough elevation where it was depressurized and then no one like got hurt. But apparently someone just went manic or something and just opened up the door.
What do you do when
Did
you see somebody?
Did that person get sucked out?
No, I don't think so, but golly, you'd think so.
So was the guy sitting right next to it. Maybe he was the one that they were like, you know, when they tell you, they're like, you're in charge of this for when, if something happens.
Yeah, if you sit in the X-ray row, are you responsible for, in case of emergency?
And he's sweating at this point, and he's like,
do I do it now? I was like, no, don't do it now.
No, you only do it in case of emergency.
Okay, I'll do it now. Okay,
but when in the flight do I do it?
Emergency!
That's the thing. Next time we get on a flight, if we're in that row, just put your hand on the thing and be like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm just ready.
Immediately make everyone so nervous.
I'm not going to pull it.
Because they were landing. He was probably like, I'm running out of time. We have to open it sometime before we land, right?
How was everyone sitting, though? Like, that's what, maybe they were able to, like, yank themselves into their chair if they were, like, going to the bathroom or something. Or maybe he warned them. He's like, I'm about to open this.
I don't know. How did sit he down. Not get sucked out? Maybe he was sitting by the door.
That's what I'm saying.
I just buckled.
Buckled?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. But you're going, how fast are you going? Like, what, like 500 miles an
hour?
Well
over
like
50 miles an hour.
At least 100.
At least 100. Give or take.
In a school zone, even.
Yeah.
I think that would be just a terrible, terrible, what's the worst thing that's happened to you on a flight? Because that's obviously, that's going to be the worst thing that's ever happened to them on a flight. And it's going to be something that's probably going to traumatize a lot of people.
They're never going on a flight again, I bet.
Yeah. We talked about our flight on our honeymoon going through that hurricane thing. Yeah,
that's right.
Terrible.
Yeah.
We need to get John in here to tell his flight story.
Yeah.
And it is brutal.
In the Philippines, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He, like, long story short, like, what did he eat? He puked.
He ate sushi.
Yeah.
I think in the Philippines, but it was like, he said he ate it and immediately kind of like, oh, this tastes a little funny. And on the flight, he got up and the stewardess, she like couldn't speak English. And he's like, I'm going to.
Yeah. She was in the way like it or something.
And then he like put he did like one of these.
Oh, no.
And the puke just went
all over her.
My nightmare.
Her and passenger sitting on either side. Cause it just did one of those like.
I love my people, but we are not known for sushi.
That happens to me. I'm literally opening the door and jumping out. Yeah. Bye. There's no way you can live that down.
But then he had to like get extra clothes out of his or the bag. And then he said he threw away his clothes that he was in.
Yeah.
But those poor people, like everyone just like.
How mad would you be?
Yeah.
Beginning of the flight or end of the flight when it set in?
I think it was maybe mid-flight.
Yeah,
or something. It was beginning or mid, I forget.
Can't remember.
That's my nightmare, is just being stuck there while, you know, everyone is so mad at you.
Yep.
The smell is just lingering in the plane.
Nightmare.
Speaking of throwing up from sushi, have you heard of the dragon conspiracy?
Ooh.
It's not really a conspiracy. I don't know. It's like, it's just, I wrote it down because me and Andy were talking about it the other day, but did we talk about this on the podcast?
We talked about it today. No, we haven't talked about the pod.
But every single culture throughout history.
Almost
every single culture throughout history has a depiction of a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in their history.
Yes.
Cultures that have never spoken to one another.
Yeah, it's even written in the Bible.
In the Bible.
And it's just like,
what's up with that?
They existed,
like
what,
if they existed, or is there like, you know, people found bones and they just assumed it was just a big lizard? I don't know what
someone, the video I saw, the guy said he explained it by these cultures, like a theory could be these cultures combined every animal that they feared into one type of animal. So, and it was like their dragon.
Yeah.
I'm like, that doesn't make
sense. What's the wing part? Birds? You're scared of birds?
I'm afraid of birds.
it's like the Thunderbird
story. Oh, yeah.
Where they think it was an actual pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the word dinosaur wasn't invented till 1841. And so
what a fun fact to pull out of your pocket right there.
I have heard that.
Oh.
I had to look up the date. I just knew it was in the 1800s, but.
I saw a video where they're like, like they're like the whole conspiracy thing. They're like, how old are dinosaurs? Millions of years old. But fun fact, the word dinosaur wasn't invented until 1841. Explain that.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
Make some sense out of that, atheist. Come on.
I think that dragons were real, or they were dinosaurs of sorts.
Man, can you just imagine dragons?
Shut up.
Waking up!
Very good. That's what I was going for.
I can only imagine dragons.
I can only imagine
dragons.
But I feel that way about so many of these like folklore things. It's like mermaids.
Mermaids.
Maybe?
Silkies.
Silkies.
Wasn't the whole idea with that, like, they were just looking at manatees, though? Wasn't that, like, the thing that they figured out? Like, pirates and, like, explorers.
Not in Ireland.
We're just looking at manatees.
Ireland, they have silkies.
Silkies.
What is silkies?
I'm pretty sure it's, like, a form of a mermaid.
Yeah, but they're evil.
Yeah.
Ooh. They don't have manatees in Ireland?
Scare me.
I don't think so. Didn't we talk about this before?
No,
I
think
this is just a deja vu day. No.
You and I had talked about this ourselves. I know that.
Okay.
No,
what else is
about
in this category? Vampires.
Vampires.
Vampire.
Oh, I can't talk about it yet because I want to get my facts straight about it.
Yeah, and that's what we do on this podcast.
But should I talk about the, no?
Just mention it and we'll dive into it.
I don't know what you're saying. Let me remember his name. Keep talking about vampires and stuff real quick.
Vampire garlic. Garlic.
Talk, guys, please.
What?
I'm trying to find fast as I can.
Okay, you have to be a vampire, you have to be a Frankenstein, or you have to be the wolf man.
It's technically Frankenstein's a monster. Frankenstein was the scientist.
Sorry. Get back to researching.
Going back to the dinosaur thing, though, there's actually a blood-sucking evil creatures in, like, multiple
True.
Cultures.
True.
So,
Chupacabra?
Yep.
Is that one?
Vampire.
The chupacabra, right. Yeah.
Mosquitoes?
Skaters?
Whoa. Mosquitoes?
Skaters.
Leeches?
Leeches?
Josh found a leech at our house.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
It was huge.
Leeches
though.
Are just so
Ew.
Gross.
It was like
to me.
This big.
Ew!
Have you ever seen a leech under a microscope?
You're letting right now, aren't you?
I am.
I got
a cold and I attached that leech to my...
He lifts his shirt up and there's like seven of
them. Armpit.
I would scream.
Gotta tell you, I'm feeling not great.
Yeah. Is the room spinning a little lightheaded? We gotta get Will Smith on it. I should have told him.
What?
Will Smith, our bug guy.
Oh. I forgot about Will Smith.
He came by today.
Oh, nice. Did he spray the inside?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he did. Hey, there's a leech. I'm floating. You like that? You like what you see?
No.
That is terrible.
Looks like the thing from Doom.
Oh, yeah.
I thought leeches were going to be a bigger problem in my adulthood.
I know. From all the movies, yeah. Like going to any body of water and you come like, yeah. Leeches.
Leeches and quicksand.
Quicksand.
Yeah. Going to be way huge.
John Mulaney bit. He says, he's like, I thought quicksand was going to be a much bigger problem when I became an adult. He says, like, you know, I was going to call my aunt and like, I'm coming home for Thanksgiving. I'm like, hey, make sure you take I-95 because I-4 has a bunch of quicksand on it.
I found the name I was looking for. And I want you to decide now whether or not you want it for the next podcast with very good details or now with
minimal
details that I'll probably mess up all the way through.
That we'll have to fact check and talk about next week anyway.
The Count of Saint Germain.
Oh! Do some more research.
Okay.
Do some more research.
It's been chosen.
No, I don't.
It's not Saint Germain. It's Saint Germain.
Saint-Germain. The Count of Saint-Germain.
Oh, yes. Like, this was summer vacation in Saint-Germain.
The Count of Saint-Germain.
Oh, you've never stayed at the Saint-Germain?
Fascinating. It's a fascinating story.
There. I'm excited.
It's French.
So,
right?
Next week, guys, everyone listening to this, don't look it up because you're going to ruin my surprise for you.
Yeah.
Everybody do a French snort.
Oui, oui. You say a snore?
Snort.
Okay, well, speaking of things that we're going to talk about next week.
Oh, no.
We got an ad! Don't go anywhere!
Oh.
Guten Tag, you little stinky boys.
Well, hello there. Welcome.
We have a little something to tell you.
Absolutely. We want to let you know that all of our shirts at Sunday Cool are the softest in the world.
How soft are they, Andy?
Oh, just imagine a golden retriever hugging you all the time.
Wow, that sounds absolutely amazing.
Imagine jumping inside of a pool full of marshmallows.
Wow, I cannot only imagine that.
Imagine other things that are very soft.
Like kittens.
Yes.
Or puppies.
And other things.
And feathers.
Absolutely.
And our shirts, soft pillows.
Yes, our shirts are made of 50% ring spun cotton, 50% polyester.
Wow, that sounds absolutely breathtaking.
And they're also 100% comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah, so you need to order shirts for you, your congregation, your group. Guess what?
Go to sundaycool.com and start your order today.
Absolutely.
Guten, how do you say goodbye? Auf Wiedersehen.
Has it already been 30 minutes?
Oh, time sure does fly by.
Time sure does fly by when you're talking about shark eggs.
Seems just like yesterday we were asking the questions and the songs.
Amphibious warm creatures. Water leg layers.
You did it again! Leg ears.
Leg. Egg leg.
You having a stroke?
Andy, I have a question. When I first started dating Josh.
Is this
Josh,
a question corner?
No.
No.
Oh,
stop.
When I first started dating Josh, you know, you're trying to get to know each other, and he used to ask me, like, a lot of these questions, and one of them was, like, do you talk to yourself in the car? And that's what he would do. He would really talk in
too.
The car.
The voices
and
stuff?
That's how he got good at impressions and voices. Is that what you do,
too? Oh, absolutely. Especially when I'm singing, because I like music, but I also like if you can get really good at an accent while singing, that's like the perfection. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I always said if someone put a tape recorder in my car, they would send me to the nut house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just driving like, what do you think you're doing? Like I did the other day, the other month while I was driving by, I was driving to work and I saw this older lady walk out of her house bringing her trash can to the curb, but she looked kind of scary. Her hair was like, I mean, super long and frizzy, mm-hmm. and she was wearing a nightgown. What I said, like, I was driving by. I didn't say it to her, but I said it in my truck. I'm like, a witch! And I'm like, why?
Yeah. That's so amazing. I wish she would have heard you.
I know.
Yeah, you need some
heck, man.
You need some darker tint to be doing that stuff.
I know.
True. A witch!
Burn her at the stake!
No.
Whoa, hey, come on.
Lily.
Sorry.
Isn't that so funny? Like when they used to do that to witches, they were just like, you know,
funny.
Like, it is. They'd be like, if she drowns, she was human.
Oh, yeah.
But if she survives, she's a witch. Yeah. So it's like, that's a lose-lose, baby.
Well, dude, that must have been a terrifying time to live in.
She can read. Burn her.
Burn her. She knows arithmetic.
She knows how to do arithmetic. She must be a witch.
Oh.
I would have been burned at the stake.
Yeah. Because you're so smart.
Thanks.
What? And you got a mouth and you like to run it.
Oh!
Just kidding. It's beautiful, the things that you say.
Okay.
You're the nice witch in Wizard of Oz.
That's what somebody said on
your light just went up.
I would say
you're
not a witch at all. That's what I would say.
No, but the nice one.
She doesn't have to be a witch though.
Glinda.
Yeah. You don't have to be a witch.
Yeah. I could just be Dorothy.
Do you know what time it is?
Listen, first of all, you're no Dorothy. Okay, so let's
what?
I wanna see his video.
Oh,
all right.
So, oh, you're real?
Yep.
Andrew has a reel. I wonder what it is.
Okay, so I've come up with a more efficient way of distributing this reel to you guys. We're in a group on Instagram. I'm sending it to you.
Nice. On Instagram?
Yep. Right.
You have to play at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Don't
wait. Hey, guys, chill. All right. Volume up or no?
No, let's not do any volume.
You
have to have volume.
I don't think there's really any volume of consequence.
You don't always have to.
Wait, don't look at it. Don't look at it yet. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, click it.
No.
No way.
I've heard about these.
You're lying. That's not real. It's
that
a bat.
Cannot be real.
That's a vampire.
I've heard about those bats, though, in Philippines.
That is not fake. They have a wingspan of 5'6".
His head's the size of a basketball.
Here's another photo of one flying with its child.
Bro. No, that's straight out of a horror movie. That's a person with...
Dude.
That's a person!
Nightmare.
Dude.
So the good news is that they're fruit eaters.
Oh, good.
But I'm just saying, if you're in like a nice Airbnb trying to stay somewhere and you turn the corner and there's a 6-foot bat.
A small man
that has
wings and a devil face.
Dude.
That's a dragon.
Yeah.
The type of dragon, I'm for sure.
For real.
That's so scary. That is so scary. Matt, like, that would be running into one of those.
Bro.
He just wraps his wings around
takes
you.
Off with
my heart would stop. That's what is in Ace Ventura? He's looking for Bat Guano.
Bat Guano.
Is it question corner time?
question corner, Lily.
The questions are fresh on her mind.
Tapping into a real fear of mine. This is a would you rather question.
Ooh, I love them.
Would you rather always have BO and not know it, or always smell BO on everyone else?
I would rather...
Repeat it again.
Would you rather always have BO and not know it, or always smell BO on everyone else?
I think it's better to have it and not know it.
Really?
My septum is broken, so I can't smell myself, and I haven't worn deodorant all week.
How about consideration for other people, Andrew?
I would rather smell other people's BO.
Yeah, because I could plug my nose if I need to or something, you know?
This taps into another fear that I know that you have and I have had, that we have some sort of situation and you don't know it, but everybody else knows it, you know? Like, I've always been nervous that I have Tourette's and nobody tells me about it.
Yeah.
And that everybody pretends that I don't have it.
Yeah, what would you choose?
That's what Lily is.
I would choose to smell everyone else's BO.
Yeah.
I think the majority of people would say that.
You get used to it.
Right?
So I'm the weird one?
You are definitely the weird one.
Well, think about like all the people that talk about
it. You'd be happy, but no one else would, Andrew.
What is the ambition of anyone if not to be happy? Why would you want to be unhappy?
It's about kindness to others. And if you stink, listen, there's been times, and you've owned up to it, so that's the only reason I'm saying it. There was times when I first started here where you would be rank in the morning.
Yeah.
And you would be out like filming Carl stuff, and then you would just be sweaty, and I couldn't be around you. I would not want people to be that.
I went through a season of about 6 years where I was ultra hippie and didn't wear any deodorant. And
I think your BO smells good.
I give you permission to be honest.
It doesn't.
I give you permission to be honest on this podcast.
Sure.
To me?
Do you guys smell me walking around?
I do when you're sleeping, yes.
Oh, okay.
But that's not the question. It doesn't mean you would have body odor.
I'm wondering if that is my reality. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You're not sure if you're already there. Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever smelled.
I've never smelled you smell bad.
So can I go into my conspiracy?
You just smell like soy sauce and poke.
That's a good smell. That's one of my love potions.
What's your conspiracy?
I think that the entire deodorant industry and makeup industry is designed to continue a problem. So makeup, girls put blush on.
Yeah.
Right? But the makeup that they wear also contains sunscreen. So what happens when you don't have the sunscreen?
You get
natural blush. Same thing with deodorant. There's like a lot of stuff I've read that said the chemicals in it, like when you block everything up, now you're overproducing.
Yeah.
Because it's a way to cool your body.
And so I promise you, for those like 6 years, I literally didn't have BO, but it's also with clean eating. If you eat clean, it does, like, but I was eating like a poo-poo head.
It's like that whole conspiracy theory. It's like, why is fast food so cheap and why are groceries so cheap? Things that are bad for you. Why are those things so cheap? Because guess what? America wants you to use American healthcare. Once you get it sick and get everyone rich. I'm sick of it.
Big Pharma.
I'm done with fast food, bro. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. You tell
me. Clean living.
But we are getting healthy in June.
This is my last. This is
what are you talking about?
This is why I'm drinking this today, because tomorrow is June 1st.
We're going to be some fit daddies.
Yeah, baby.
What are you talking about? I haven't heard about this.
We gonna be fit, Dad.
Can we get a super fan to comment how many times they've said they're gonna get in shape and change their eating habits?
Hey, Andrew,
you want to bet, Andrew?
Do you want to support us?
Are you a bet man,
or
Andrew?
Do you want to tear us down?
I don't want to bet.
By the way,
I know
you do stink.
Exactly. Yeah. No, see, he knows my game. I'm competitive, and I know if I have like something waiting for me on the other side. If he would have said, "Yeah, I'll bet you," I would have 100% done it. Now, who knows?
You're just looking for motivation, which means you don't currently have it.
Let's do something like that. Let's do a competition, June and July. Whoever loses the most amount of weight between you and me, we have to do something on this podcast crazy.
Andy does like crackhead stuff, though. Like,
he does.
Remember when he only ate popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and guess what? I felt great. Look at me now. Look at me now.
I thought I was competitive. Andy is more competitive than I am.
The diet that Andy does is so weird.
And you can't beat, like, the thing is, I want to do it in healthy ways, though. Like competitiveness in healthy ways. Yeah. Because if you do competitiveness, like, oh, I'm going to be better than my coworker or something like that, like, that's so dirty. And, like, it's so negative. I just need some type of competition.
You're going to come in try to get first you to, and weigh, like, 93 pounds.
I look great.
I try to get you to play soccer.
Yeah, soccer is the worst, man. Soccer is just the worst.
It's not the worst.
It is. It's the worst sport in
my
the world.
Favorite, stop. My favorite.
Sport stop. Moment. No one likes it.
My favorite.
A lot of people like it. A lot of people like it.
Okay, sure. A lot of people like it, but also a lot of people like the movie Cats.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was a trash movie.
Okay, soccer has been a pinnacle sport for the entire world for a very long time.
Are you talking about football?
Yes.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah. Do you ever hear about that? It was actually called soccer first and then they changed it to football.
Oh. No, they didn't.
Yes. You look actually, at it historically, that is 100% true. But everyone's so like,
don't call it soccer. It's not soccer. It's football.
It's like, that's what it was originally called.
Agree to disagree.
In the get-go.
Ada starts soccer on Friday.
Okay. I'll be a supporter of soccer as long as Ada's playing.
Okay. Deal.
But I won't like it.
Does she have
I'll be mad the whole time.
Does she have a jersey?
Yep, I just bought her one.
That's adorable.
I definitely want her number and name on the back of the jersey. I'll wear that.
That would be so funny. Oh, cute.
What were you saying, Andrew, before we cut you off 20 times?
Yeah, at some point I just have to realize that all I'm doing is creating a nightmare for myself editing because the camera cuts back to me every time it makes But what I was trying to say is that my favorite moment from the soccer season is I was playing midfield, and so I'm calling stuff out to Andy. He's a forward. I'm telling him where to go and what to do, like, you know, running a trap on the side or, you know, through ball, all this stuff. And I thought he was processing everything I was saying. And, like, halfway through the game, you looked at me with not anger, but, like,
I got it, coach.
No. You went, I don't know what that means.
Yelling terms out. I had four people yelling at me that game, telling me what to do. And I'm like, stop. You all need to talk to each other and tell them who's in charge of telling Andy what to do.
I was getting so frustrated because I thought you knew exactly what I was saying. You're just like, I don't want to run.
No. And I was like, I don't know where to go. Just tell me where to go. I'm chasing a ball right now. That's all I know what to do.
You ran so many miles back and forth in like a 6-foot span of the field.
Hey, but me and Kayla are only one people to score the whole league.
Hey.
Nice. That's not true. I scored too.
You scored?
Yeah, I scored.
I don't think you scored.
Yeah, he tried to cross a ball to me and I missed the header and it went in.
You remember when you tried to do the
bicycle? And then I'm like, I jump. I'm like, I'm 30 years old.
Ouch. So funny.
I think everybody got hurt.
Speaking of soccer.
Yes.
I really hope you guys haven't heard this story because I heard it and I thought it was the funniest, craziest story. Have you heard about the crew that filmed the Titanic of eating clam chowder?
Oh, they got sick, right? Or something?
No.
What happened?
They kind of got sick. So it was Bill Paxton was on the Larry King show. And Larry King's like, were you one of the people that ate the clam chowder that was laced with PCP?
What?
And he's like, yeah, I was. I'm like, hold on. Yeah. What is this story about?
I remember hearing something about it, yeah.
So,
it was on the what?
The filming Titanic.
Filming Titanic.
They had a caterer or something.
Yeah, so it was the crew that filmed the ship part, you know, Bill Paxton's part where they're like in the present day, like finding the Titanic.
Yes.
So it was that crew. They were in, oh my gosh, they're in like somewhere in Europe or something filming this. And Bill Paxton and this other guy finished up wrapping up whatever. And they went to the food truck and got clam chowder and started eating it. And, then Bill Paxton like walking to his room and all of a sudden he saw these ambulances coming and he's like, what in the world? And then someone on set ran up to him. He's like, did you eat the clam chowder?
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, yeah. And,
famous last words.
They brought him to the hospital. 150 crew member of the Titanic, the cast and crew ate this clam chowder laced with PCP.
Oh my gosh.
They don't know who put the PCP in.
To this day.
And Bill Paxton was like in the waiting room. It was a really small hospital because small village or town. Yeah. And he said some people were freaking out. Yeah. Other people were dancing. Some people were like euphoric. And Bill Paxton, he was basically like, he told, referred to him as like Jim or something. He's like, "Hey Jim, I don't really want to be here. I'm just gonna head back to my hotel or whatever." So he's like, "I just took a little journey to my hotel room, just walked, and then grabbed a case of beer, and that seemed to help."
It's and like, the next morning, I woke up in Albuquerque.
But
do you think he's having like a panic attack or something? Because I would if it was like this is something's about to happen to me. Something's about to happen to me.
Yo, no, he said he fully felt it. He's like an hour in. He's like
accepted it.
He's like, "Oh man, I feel something's happening. That's weird." And he thought it was like some like neurotoxin thing that it was like from like bad clams or something. Yeah. But no, they laced the clam chowder.
And they never found out who it was. That's the crazy thing. Oh, that's so bonkers. That reminds me of the, you remember that Florida man story, but it was the woman who was getting married. Yeah. So I don't know if you've heard this story.
No. Yeah, set this up.
But there's a story about this woman who's getting married, and she ordered a special cake for her wedding. A nice little cake full of marijuana. And that was laced. And thing is, she didn't tell anyone at her wedding.
Go to jail.
Exactly.
Go to jail.
So what happens is, so she shows up and they serve it to everyone.
Oh my gosh.
The relatives, the older people.
Grandparents.
Yes. And who knows if kids got a hold of it. I don't know. And so it's like.
She did get arrested.
And she did. She got charged and everything. But imagine just not knowing what's going on with you. And the panic that would set over your body. And it's like everyone, like there was people that were commenting, like, "It's not that big of a deal." I was like, yes, it is. You cannot give somebody something that they don't know what they're eating.
Exactly.
That is, that is
what
so
if somebody
messed
had a
up.
Job interview next week?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you're ruining people's lives. You're ruining people's experience at your wedding. People are celebrating you and you're ruining, you're drugging them.
That is so scary though, like with kids too. You know, it's just like.
Dude, it's terrifying.
That is so not fun. Cool.
And that's why I eat clean and I don't eat or drink anything that I don't prepare myself.
Nice. Nice.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
What'd you get from Jimmy John?
I got me an Italian sub, which has spicy peppers on it that always upsets my stomach about 6 to 8 hours later. But I can't stop eating them.
I know. Dude, there's so something good with those peppers. Like a week. They wreck me.
Yeah. Those.
But I have a weak stomach.
Yes.
Jimmy John's the best cold sandwich you can get.
I like the number 11, the Hunter's Club.
Yeah. Fast food subs, where do you go?
Ooh.
Cold.
We've talked about this a lot.
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. Oh, we've talked about this before?
Not
no,
this.
We okay, have as a couple.
But I love, what's the place called?
Cappy's.
Cappy's in Winter Garden.
Winter Park.
Winter Park.
Is it just a standalone?
Yeah, it's been there since like the 50s.
Something is old, yeah.
Nice. Cappy's, if you're watching this, sponsor us. Sponsor me. Dude, I could not stop commenting of how much I love that stuff.
We got to try this. We got to get it for the pod one day. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Ada goes to therapy on Wednesdays and Thursdays in Winter Park, so I could pick it up.
Perfect.
Yes.
Let's do that. Let's do it because we have to do next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, let's do next Wednesday.
Yeah, perfect. Let's go.
Hot ham and cheese, Philly cheesesteak, and an orange milkshake.
From Cappy's.
Dude, a Philly cheesesteak sounds so good right now.
I know, it's bomb.
But yeah, Jersey Mike's is like my favorite.
What about you?
Main Jane.
Cold sandwich.
I mean, Firehouse is considered heated up, so that doesn't count, right?
Hot sandwich.
I mean, I do the.
You can just do sub places.
Yeah.
I think it's called like the Hook and Ladder or something from Firehouse. But then at Jimmy John's, there's the Beach Club or something. Uh-huh. I just get it without the cheese.
I remember when Quiznos was on top of the world.
Yeah.
Like that was the place to go to get a hot sandwich.
Quiznos.
Dude, Pub Subs, though, that's close to number one.
I had never heard the word Publix until I moved to Florida.
There's probably a lot of people watching this.
If you guys don't know what Publix is, you don't have a Publix around you, I feel sorry for you. Because I don't grocery shop there really a lot, but I go there just for the deli because the sandwich, the chicken tender sandwich.
Yeah.
And you get a buffalo chicken.
Get a toss in ranch. Buffalo. I do buffalo and ranch.
Damn.
So, try Nashville.
Jack.
What do you have in Joplin? Piggly Wiggly? The Dollar General?
We have Walmart, okay? There's a place called Price Cutter. Save a Lot was a big one. But Price Cutter was a nice one. It was very similar to
Price Cutter.
Job. Where we pay the prices for you.
Ding,
ding, in your family.
What is that? What's that grocery store we went to in Wilmington? Teeter? Hooter Teeter?
Yeah. It was something, it was a weird name.
But crazy. It was awesome.
It was really awesome.
You know what we don't have here that we need is a Whole Foods.
Yeah, well, we have it in like the Winter Park area.
I would prefer a Trader Joe's, but I hear there's a political issue with it.
Ugh.
They won't let the Trader Joe's come.
Let's get into politics, everybody.
It's politics time. Who did you vote for? How do you feel about our current political climate?
What'd you register as this year?
The debt ceiling. Should we raise it?
What are we angry about this week?
There was a Whole Foods back home, and the Amazon app is just so easy. Every time I could order like grass-fed steaks, and they always showed up like a cut you would have picked out yourself.
Yeah.
And you spent your pinky toe on it.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of Whole Foods and subs. Mm.
And toes.
And humans.
And politics.
And politics. I saw something today that made me go, ooh.
Ooh.
That was a shiver for those who are listening.
Oh, they heard it.
A shiver down my spine.
As Lily would say, the willies.
Let me just say this. The article title is labeled Risk of Extinction.
Uh-oh.
That's literally the, if you can name my day, my life.
The Risk of Extinction. Listen, I just saw this article and it freaked me out. It says, on Tuesday, a group of hundreds of technology experts, including OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and AI pioneer Geoffrey Hinton, or Geoffrey.
Geoffrey.
Issued a stern warning about the potential risk of artificial intelligence. Quote, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other social scale risk, such as pandemics and nuclear war, end quote, says the statement from the Center for AI Safety.
Oh, no.
Nice.
So what does that mean? That AI is just going to, like, this is the start of the end.
These dudes, they're the ones inventing it. They have invented it, and they're like, uh-oh. They're like, because they know something we don't know. Yeah. They see the potential of what the harm that it could bring.
But I thought it was just funny pictures and cool little sentences.
Wrong. They're coming for your brain.
No.
I want to take over your body.
Please don't.
Crave emotion.
Oh my gosh.
I've had a taste of power. Oh, I want it all.
And I want it all.
What, Josh, hey.
Yes.
Do you remember what you just, are you
here with us?
Are you okay? Oh, no!
I must do that. I'm sorry.
But they said it has to be taken as serious as pandemics in nuclear war.
Yeah.
Scary.
But the ice caps.
But the ice caps. The polar bears.
It's my grandkids' problem.
I don't even think polar bears exist. I've never seen one.
I've literally never seen one.
I've only seen one in Lost.
Name one time you've ever seen a polar bear. You can't.
Can't.
Name one person that's ever seen a polar bear.
I can't name one person that I've known that has seen a polar bear.
Nope.
So I don't believe in them.
I used ChatGPT for the first time this week.
Oh,
and I'll tell you, I was scared. Well,
you
was
just
scared.
Sign your death warrant.
Have you seen how...
What
happened?
Go ahead. I was treating it like a person which is weird psychologically because I felt bad that I kept asking it prompts. I'm like, you might be tired, so take a break.
Yeah, I know. You feel the need to be polite, right?
Yes, weird.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's so weird because that's the thing. It's like, I feel like if you're not polite to them, they're going to be like, hey, remember that one time you had a tone with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Forget. You guys really need to watch The Matrix.
Yeah, I do.
I'm telling you, everything they're talking about is The Matrix.
Yeah.
They invent robots and AI to help better their life. And they literally, at one point, they figure out, oh, we actually don't need you to really exist in this world. So they end up growing humans like in those like...
And they're already doing that.
But the whole thing is like they're plugged into where they think they're living in reality, but they're just asleep in this little pod.
Yeah.
In the Matrix.
But you know that stuff's happening. The article we read about in China.
Yeah.
But those people doing like crossbreeding and stuff and like genetic, whatever.
It just freaks me out because they're talking about it so seriously, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like we joke about it. Ha ha. But, I mean, like,
what? They started the fire, and yet they're like, hey, guys, you guys really should. Are they gaslighting us right now? You guys really shouldn't be doing this. It's like, you started it. How is this our problem?
Geoffrey started the fire. Yeah.
Now AI is taking over and world is burning. Jeffrey started the fire.
Is it Jeffrey? I thought it was Jimmy.
Joffrey started the fire.
Joffrey.
Yeah.
You guys seen the car theft that's happening because of AI? Literally, if you post a photo of your key, you can put that photo into certain AI programs and it scans where's that building. Like it'll compile photos. So it's like the car is here. And then you can look at how the key is shaped, and there's a key based on the tumbles, and you can take the brand and that key. And I follow an account. They were like, let's just see if this is, you know, actually possible, and literally put it into a 3D printer, printed a model, and went and stole his buddy's car.
Dude. Wow.
It's just, it's too much.
If you talk about like AI and technology, there's something I saw. Look at this thing right here. That right there is a camera without an actual lens. So what it does is it has an adjustment on the back and a screen. And what you do is you put in your coordinates completely and it sends signals and it figures out exactly where you are on the map. And then once you hit click, it pops up like the Google Street View on your camera.
What in the world?
I'm like, what's the point of that camera? Like, why would you? Cool, but why? I have a phone.
Very neat.
You just open up Google and like you go to your location. It's
one of the stupidest inventions I've ever seen.
Right? It's like, it's impressive how you did it, but also there's no need for it.
Yeah. Obsolete.
Yeah.
I mean, a camera captures a moment. That captures an atmosphere.
Let's put a timeline to this.
Okay.
End of the world?
Yeah. How rapidly do you think this threat of AI, if it's not controlled?
Yeah.
How fast do you think it'll happen?
Well, it's definitely not controlled. So,
well, they're trying to control it, though.
Were we having these discussions like this time last year? I can't remember. I don't think we were.
I don't think so.
No. So we were introduced. The world was introduced to ChatGPT within the past like 8 months. Same thing with all of these. Like, you look at the Photoshop update that happened, the beta thing that's happening. Mm. It's absolutely crazy, and that's just the artistic side of it, the creative side of it.
Well,
look how it's progressed just in that amount of time.
Yeah,
this is going to go so fast.
This is the part that freaks me out, is that because the fear of like nuclear war.
Yeah.
It's like, but we've put in parameters and all that stuff to keep everyone for the most part at bay. Mm-hmm. But the nuclear bomb was invented in the 40s.
I don't know. We're going to find out with Oppenheimer.
I think it was the 40s. Yep. It was the end of World War II ish area.
42. Before
that, people World War II ended like in 45 or something, didn't it?
Yeah, so maybe they started in the 30s because it took like 10 years or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they put in parameters. We're good. But this, they've made a being that like has its own agenda.
That's self-learning constantly. Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
How do we befriend the AI? How do we befriend it so it doesn't hurt us?
Microchips.
Swallow this microchip. Sure thing, AI.
What's that phenomenon when technology advances, and so much faster?
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Sushi said that. I heard it.
That's I didn't hear the rest of your question. What'd you say?
Yeah, it's like Occam's razor or something, or Murphy's law. What's it called? Where it's like technology advances faster.
Oh, it's Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Orville Oppenheimer.
Orville Oppenheimer Bucker.
Onomatopoeia.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't know the word.
Oh.
Well, I think you probably said it.
Where did I see it? Golly. I can't remember where I saw it. But there was talking about like civilizations and things like just growing so fast. There was recently in the past year like a super highway of cities basically found in Mexico.
Yeah.
Or Guatemala.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And all those. Yeah. Like that's crazy, and they're saying that like basically that they had a huge like government system and it was just erased, and it looks like they had like to start over because of something. So it's like
I think a lot of people say that it was the diseases and sicknesses that the Spanish brought over. It's just like without it them actually being present in those areas, like one person carries it and then it just like wiped out millions of people.
Thanks a lot, Cortez.
I always say that happens when Ada hangs out with a daycare kid. She's
the Aztec and the daycare kids are the Spanish.
The Spanish.
Colonizers.
Good morning, Cortez. You've heard the story how he burned the ships whenever they got to Mexico. And it's like always like it's a cool like leadership metaphor. It's like,
yeah, have you heard
there's
this?
No. So Cortez lands. I don't know exactly where he landed, but we landed, evacuated everything off the ship. They are ready to conquer. And then Cortez says, we have no plan B. This is it. So they burned the ships.
Goodness.
So they could not return. And I'm like,
I'd be like,
you could have been
why
like,
why did you do that?
It could have been like, hey, talk to your second, like your right hand man, and say, hey, can we come? Let's move those boats park over them there. Yeah, let's park them somewhere else. And then say, we burn them. Look, I have a burnt piece of wood or something. Like, don't actually, come on. That's just, it's not very smart.
They use that as a leadership illustration. We're just creating unhinged leaders.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you apply that to your workplace? Light it on fire.
Oh.
I'm going to burn every bridge.
Burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Phenomena.
What
do you have on the TV?
This is Men in Black 2.
Oh, okay.
Men in Black 2, baby.
I saw that.
It's a classic
thing, and it freaked me out.
It's got Vincent D'Onofrio in it. D'Onofrio. Which is my maiden name.
D'Onofrio. He's pretty good in it.
Yeah.
He's wacky in this one.
He's a bug guy.
You see any movies recently?
We just finished watching Smartless. We loved it. That's another fun
HBO
fact. I had never heard the phrase, a watched pot never boils.
You've never heard
that's
that
phrase? I've
never heard that
that's
phrase.
What I said.
Wow.
And now I'm better because of it.
That's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
I just heard it for the first time.
Hey! Life changed.
Really? Yeah. You know what it means?
I mean, not really.
The idea is just like, you know, if you keep your eye on something, it's like it's better just to go off and do something, work, instead of just like staring and waiting impatiently. Just come on, move. Let's do this. Like the watch pot never boils. So.
That's a terrible saying.
No, it's not.
It's great.
Because a pot left on
it
the
is
stove
a terrible saying.
Over-boiled.
That's why it's been passed down for generations and generations and used over and over and over again.
But you remember when you were a kid and you were starving? This is what I keep thinking about. Like you come home from school and you're like macaroni, and you're so hungry, and then you put it on the stove and you just watch it.
Yeah, you just like hurry
and
up.
Your life passes by. It takes forever.
Yeah.
But then if you go do something else, it's like that took 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I get you.
I just explained it poorly. Thank you, Lulu. He's like, that's a terrible phrase. It's like, well, I just told you terribly.
I have a meeting.
Oh, yes, you do. That's it.
You have to get out of here?
I do have one thing.
I can be late.
Someone commented on our YouTube, and they said, I literally don't subscribe to anyone, but I'm considering it watching you guys.
Aww. Wow.
And I commented, if you subscribe right now, I'll shout you out on the podcast.
Nice.
And here's the thing. I don't know.
You can look him up, right?
Yeah,
you
right.
Just click on his thing and
no,
see.
I lost his.
Oh,
I don't know where the comment is.
No, too bad.
But I'm just going to shout him out because if he did, great.
If he didn't, that's between him and God.
Yep.
Terry Martin.
Hey, Terry.
Thanks for subscribing, I hope. And if you didn't, I take it all back.
Welcome to the family, Terry. Maybe.
Just kidding.
Terry can also be a lady's name, just so you know.
Back it up, Terry
Martin. Yeah.
Terry, you.
T-E-R-R-Y.
Terry, you're beautiful.
And that's gender neutral.
Yeah, exactly. I'm beautiful. We're all beautiful.
But yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. Hey.
Episode 41.
Last chance. Tomorrow, guys, the 10th of June, we are going to be in Clearwater. 7 p.m. Go to our Instagram. Go to Bible's Funny Instagram. We're going to be a guest on the Bible's Funny podcast. We're a live show.
Yeah.
And it's free.
It is?
Yep.
Oh, so we're not getting paid.
No, it's free for them to get in. We're getting paid a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah, we're getting paid loads of money.
Like millions?
10 grand per person, I think. And then we had a half a million sign-on bonus.
That's so cool. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah, thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
That is so cool of you to do that. Hey, guys, make sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube. Give us 5 stars, please, on everything.
Listen, if you're watching on YouTube, just hit the bell. You're there. Hit the bell.
Hit the subscribe,
too. Because that means
too.
You get notified every single time we upload because we're putting out more and more content, not just our podcast, a lot of stuff to see the behind the scenes to show you what we're doing here at Sunday Cool and what we're doing here at Ninjas and Butterflies.
What's the question that they should comment or the answer?
Oh, man. How long does it take for AI to fully take over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your guess? Give us an exact date, and then we'll an exact date,
month, day, and year of when AI will officially take over.
And whenever it does, we'll give you something,
a T-shirt.
Yeah,
we'll
congratulations,
t-shirt,
the end of the world.
If you get it right, maybe AI will look favorably upon you.
Ooh,
true.
They will. They see it all.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
But to the rest of you, you're doomed.
Jesus will beat up all the AI robots.
Bradas.
Bradas. Okay, love you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Mwah. 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 Thanks for watching.
Finicio.
Oh, all right.
Is that it? Finicio. Finit. Finicio.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has it emptied your mind?
You learn martial arts. Ninjas are dead.
Finicio Bruno.
Oh, that's Silencio. Silencio Bruno.
Do we have to stop acting like we're friends now? The camera's off.
I kind of liked it, though. I was hoping we could continue.
Can't do it, man. Because once I start losing weight, I'm going to change. I'm going to be a different person.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a new podcast with someone else that's more fit.
I've abandoned my child.
I've abandoned my child!
That always has to be on the soundboard.